avatalk.ir.
Pre-Intermediate 3, Unit 6, page 46 and 47. The World on One Street, Stroud Green Road. London is one of the most multicultural cities in the world. On an ordinary street in North London, people from across the globe live and work side by side. Here on Stroud Green Road, there are people from Turkey, China, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Vietnam, Colombia, Poland, Kenya, and France. What are the thoughts of the people who live here? How do they feel about the land they now call home? Birkin Mehmet, 41, born in Istanbul, Turkey. The Sunflower Gallery. This area is very cosmopolitan, and that's why I love it. When I first came to England in 1986, I thought it would be like New York, but it was much quieter. I didn't know anybody, and I wanted to go home. I came here to study business in college. First, I had a restaurant. Now, I run this florist shop. My customers come from so many different cultures. I learn something new every day. What I like about England is that there's a system that works. Things are more organized here. I'm a British citizen now. When I go back to Turkey, I see how I've changed. Life in Turkey is faster and more hectic than here. I would like to go back to Istanbul one day. But for now, I love London. I'm married, and I have a daughter, Karen. I wouldn't think of living anywhere else. Luz Elena Lamprea, 41, nacida in Tuluá, Colombia. Los Guadales Restaurant. My parents divorced, and my mother came to England to make a new start. I was 19. For me, it was an enormous shock. When you are in Colombia, you think everything in Europe is wonderful. I arrived in September, the weather was awful, and the skies were gray. London wasn't nearly as exciting as I thought. I spent a year studying English, and then I then fell in love. The marriage didn't work, but I had two children, Jennifer and Julian. I bought this restaurant. It's becoming more and more popular, especially with Europeans. I love my work. It's the most interesting job in the world. I'm not just serving food. I'm giving people an experience of my culture. I'm so thankful now that I came here. There is more opportunity. I go to Colombia every year, but when I'm there, I miss England. I really love being here. Mehul Shah, 51, born in Nyeri, Kenya. Dental surgery. I always wanted to study medicine. I had an uncle in London, so when I was 16, I came here. It was very hard. I remember the drive from the airport. The roads were so much bigger and busier than in Kenya. It was summer, and the weather was beautiful. But then, of course, the first winter came. It was the coldest winter for years. My patients are of all nationalities, all religions, all colors. I love it. I'm seeing the third generation of the same families. This is a democratic country. You're free here. You can say and think and do what you like. England is a welcoming society. My children were born here. All their friends are English. I feel British now. I became a British citizen 24 years ago. Britain gave me an education and the opportunity to better myself. This is my country, my home. Ming Liangchen, 50, born in Qingdao, China, the Chinese Medical Center. I was a doctor in China. My daughter wanted to study in England, so we moved here in 2000. Life for us here was impossible for the first few years. It was hard to find work. It was also difficult to talk to people. But things got easier as my English improved. People in the West are now more interested in herbal medicine. My daughter is married and has a son and lives here. I see her every day. That is Chinese culture. Children and parents stay together. This is the big difference for us. In China, we are surrounded by family. Here I feel like a foreigner. I miss my friends and colleagues, and my wife is very close to her family back home. My daughter is settled here, but I think my wife and I will return to China one day. We'll see.
avatalk.ir